This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. BoomGrow is an agri-tech startup focusing on producing green sustainably through vertical farming. Its strategic vision is to grow fresh, pesticide-free produce and reimagine the food supply chain through its in-house precision farming technology. BoomGrow's modular, cloud-connected farms are committed to transforming how communities live, eat, and think about sustainably produced food. It's founded by three friends, Murali Krishnamurti, Shyam Palani, and Dr. J. Dason. So Dr. J. Is here in the studio with us today. Before I say good morning to her, I've spoken to her a few years ago with her other company, which is Synergio. So nice to see you again, Dr. J.
Nice to see you, Freda. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Please call me Jay.
All right, I will. But, you know, she's sitting in front of me and she's got her thesis in front of her. So what is interesting is that so three of you founded BoomGrow. You have a PhD in sustainability and advise companies on sustainability strategies with your company, Synergio. Your co-founder, Murali, is from finance, while Shan is an architect. How did this motley crew get together to start this?
That's the story behind that and a great fun. But again, like a lot of companies, we saw a problem before us. We came from very distinct backgrounds, but we didn't say, look, here's a problem, let's start a company. Mm. I'd spent years in sustainability and I knew that the food system was broken. We started having these conversations. Shan was building modular homes. And we knew that, look, for people to really transform, they really need to start thinking about how they live, how food is produced. So that's where the conversation started. But it's really started with us looking at it as a research project. Mm. And we deconstructed traditional farming and the issues around traditional farming, which we can discuss a little bit later. But then started looking at how do we then introduce technology to farming. In a way, it's a very under-digitized industry. You've got fintech, you've got all these industries where technology is exploded. So we were very interested in how can we ensure or introduce technology in a way that can enable precision to farming. Okay. So that's where we got started. And that's where the company then slowly formed.
And this was sort of started in 2003.
The company is 8 years old.
The company is 8 years. Yeah. So then I think the pandemic really saw it flourishing. And what did you see during the pandemic?
Okay, so the thing is, when we started the company, there was no pandemic. Mm. We started the company to solve a problem, and it was to introduce precision to farming, control inputs, water, electricity, humidity, to then ensure consistency of outputs. When the pandemic happened, what we realized is that we were addressing a supply chain issue, a fundamental supply chain issue. So what the pandemic really put to light is the fact that for hundreds of years, we've had a global supply chain humming very comfortably in the background. It's cheap, it's consistent, it's reliable. Quite unthinking for most of us because it's there. It's always been there. But suddenly we were confronted with this massive disruption. And that's where companies like BoomGrow really, I suppose we came to the fore and grew even more rapidly with that. Because we basically are reimagining the supply chain. Mm. We are able to put farms where consumers live and shop.
Right.
So that was the major shift for us.
Okay, reimagining, farming. So you wanted to, so when you look at your farm, right, how much space does it take and what kind of output are we looking at?
Okay, so we have a few footprints with the farms. We have smaller machine farms. They are shipping containers. 320 square feet gives you about equivalent to almost an acre of an outdoor farm. So it's extremely efficient. You know, think of, you know, high-rise condos, but it's for plants.
Okay,
so they stack up very tightly. And with our patent-pending system, we're even more efficient, right? And we also have a larger footprint. So we're quite modular. So we can also go into a building and kit it up and make it into a fully fitted farm. Those ones, we call them tower farms because they have a much larger footprint, can yield up to 4 acres of an outdoor farm.
Okay. No, I'm still thinking of that, the less smaller than a studio apartment and how it's equivalent to an acre.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Before that also, why the name BoomGrow?
So it was quite a literal way of how we understood what we wanted to achieve. So the whole philosophy behind it is we put in the seed, we plant, we shut the door, and we open, boom, it grows.
Very creative. Yeah. Okay. And so what kinds of greens do you currently grow?
Okay. So a lot of the produce we grow are leafy greens, microgreens and herbs. And some of the popular varieties will be the kale, Swiss chards, the rocket arugula is very popular. So yeah, and it comes in different bundles for the consumer. We're also in supermarket shelves today.
Okay, so when you do you decide, is it the consumer preference that you're coming up with these vegetables? So you can pretty much grow any kind of vegetable.
So the decisions we make are a combination. It's we look at what consumer would want. And so in terms of our market, we do deliver a fair bit to the hotels and restaurants. There, it's a bit more distinct vegetables that demand much more discerning chefs. It's a privilege to work with some of the most discerning chefs in the country. So they have their own demands in terms of what they want, which we are happy to supply. And then when it goes to the consumer, it's a bit more curated bundles that are very popular, especially, you know, now that people are more confronting their health and food safety and things like that. So it's like the kales, the Swiss chards, and all those produce.
So your business is B2B and B2C?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah. If you were to say a ratio, what is the bigger business?
So 70% is B2B, direct to hotels and restaurants. And that has been a strong suit of ours because, you know, it's harvested in the morning, and by midday it's already on buffet lines, so they get the freshest produce in town from us.
And I think that's their biggest concern, right? Because there's, you know, producing and cooking for so many people, they don't need no supply. They don't need that headache.
Yes, yeah. So it's consistent, transparent, traceable supply is what they get with us.
Okay,
and fresh. Right. Even if you introduce tech, right? It needs to taste good. So the validation really comes from the chefs who at the end, they'll be like, the tech is bling for them, but they want to know how good it tastes.
Okay.
And that for us is super validation. And of course, then in the supermarket shelves, we know that people also are aware.
And your style of growing is hydroponic.
Hydroponic.
So are people's perception of hydroponic farms acceptable? You know, some people will still feel like, I need soil.
Yes. There is this whole romantic idea that you need to harvest from the soil and have a sun-kissed produce. But that's shifting. And really because consumers are becoming aware that some of these practices in traditional farming where produce is actually replete with pesticides and toxic nasties needs to change. And it can't change because it really is, a lot of that produce is fit for shipment. You know, you need to ship that produce from so far. So you need the preserving chemicals. You need some of those pesticides to ensure they grow. And the awareness is definitely there in terms of health and freshness, which is where hydroponic really addresses the problem and plugs into that. It's not just health of the community, health of the planet as well.
Right. Okay. And then also, you actually use less, 95% less water.
We're extremely efficient with our water usage, 95% less water and less shipping fuel because we are very close to where the consumer lives. And less water simply because we actually reduce and reuse and recycle most of our water. Yeah, even the transpiration is reused. So
Transpiration.
Yeah.
And this is your science.
The plant pathology side of it.
So who would have come up with this? You know, I mean, I'm trying to find you're the one with that background or just sort of like...
It's a combination of us looking at this, studying it from a very... Like what I said, we started BoomGrow as a research project, right? So we looked at all vertical farming within hydroponic, the different ways to do hydroponic.
Right.
To be honest, Frida, you can go and order a hydroponic kit and have it in your home,
right?
So that's not the challenge. The challenge is how do you grow consistently? How do you grow with freshness and taste? And of course, the numbers need to add and make sense as well. Right. So that was the combination that got us to where we are.
So we found the problem, right? And then after that, we decide, we work and design what's the best solution
for it. But really, it was the research hat. I think between the three of us, the two were sort of deep researchers and we spent a lot of time relearning the world.
Okay, we'll talk about how you're going to expand this, this concept, you know, beyond the shores of Malaysia. And of course, within Malaysia as well, I think there's a lot of opportunities here. I'm here with Dr. Jay Dayson from BoomGrow, Frida Liu together with Lily Chai. We'll have more questions for you after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Burden-free Malaysia, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu on Open for Business Together with Lily Chai. We're speaking to Dr. Jay Dayson, who is from BoomGrow. BoomGrow is an agri-tech startup focusing on producing grain sustainably through vertical farming. And its strategic vision is to grow fresh pesticide-free produce and reimagine the food supply chain through its in-house precision farming technology. They've got the machine farm, as they call it. And you know what? I know we spoke earlier on about how this is actually not displacing farmers, but supplementing them, right? Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, if you just do the cost of, I mean, someone who wants to buy your produce, what do they do?
Okay, I would like to touch a little bit about the software that BoomGrow use, right? That uses, your farm is cloud connected IoT and it collects data points, live data feed and analytics. Can you give us a brief run through about how the software works and how it help BoomGrow?
Okay, so the software is, in a way, the heartbeat of the company, right? So how we monitor our farms, we have a farm in Langkawi and we're deploying a few more down south, up in Penang, for example. So for us, we monitor right here from our HQ in Bukit Jalil, and the software enables us to track all the inputs, water, humidity, so all that. That's why we call it a machine farm. So when we have the human going into the farm, what we really want them to do is track the data. Are we getting more efficient? Mm. How are we, what are we looking at? What are the inputs that we are looking at? So the software enables us not just to track and monitor, so it gives us the comfort we can sleep at night, we know the farm is humming and doing well, but it also enables us to get better. So that's the key area where how can we, in a year from now, grow better tasting, fresher, more efficiently, faster? Mm-hmm. So these are the questions we put to our data science people.
So speaking of incorporating technology into agriculture, it's not was seen in conventional farming, right? So research has shown that because of this, vertical farming is relatively more expensive than conventional farming. So how much more expensive is it?
Okay, great question. So firstly, in terms of technology, there is technology explosion in farming, although it is under digitized, like what I said with fintech and things like that. Even with traditional farming, there are, you know, introduction of sensors, IoT sensors, you know, a lot more monitoring that's happening. And that's where I feel like there's some judicious learning between the more technology farms like us with traditional farming. Mm. So there's this co-learning that's happening, you know, everyone's learning together. It is, of course, the setup cost becomes more expensive because we do need like a controlled environment. We do need a lot more sensors and monitoring tools. But again, the hardware becomes commodity as time goes on. When we started a few years ago, it was much more expensive to build farms, and we see that it is going to be commoditized. All the sensors and the chips are becoming much cheaper. So that's not the major. The concern is how do we get more efficient in terms of how we grow, and that will be the main constraint as we grow.
Mm. Yeah. So how much capital was invested initially into the business?
Okay, so the capital was a combination of founders' funds, and we've raised an angel round for now. Fantastic angels we have on board, and we will be raising a Series A in the next few months. So exciting times for us. So I'd say we are on a growth trajectory, lots of blood, sweat and tears, and a great, great adventure, I suppose, at this stage.
Okay, you know, so, okay, I'm just looking at, you know, I've ordered your vegetables before.
Yes.
So you get people on a subscription model.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so how does that work with the subscription model?
So the subscription model is actually very, very important to us. Mm. Because what it does, it enables us to build a relationship with our consumer, which the supermarket shelves in a way don't give us.
Right.
Okay. So number one, we understand buying patterns. You know, if you log in, you can also choose. One, we curate. Some people don't want to think. They want us to curate the produce for them. And one are people who like, they absolutely want to choose different options for them. And they can also change these options. So that tells us what's popular, what's less popular. So that actually, I think that's the most fun part, where we get to interact with our customers and understand why they come to BoomGrow and what we offer them to the table. It validates a lot of the work we do. Right. So that subscription model is really important.
So kale is still the winner.
Kale, yes, yes. Rocket is a close second.
Second. Neck to neck, almost. Okay. So your leafy green, so you, it's like four leafy green packets, two herb packets and one microgreen pack costs about 40, 50 to 45, 50 per week. And so that's roughly $6.50 for a packet of vegetables, right? So when you look at the price point, how are you you know, I guess, is it cheaper than your conventional vegetables when you buy out there?
So we have price parity with any organic produce that's available on the aisle. That is, but obviously also very competitive in terms of import substitution. So those baby spinach and kale you're getting from Australia, we're cheaper than them.
Right.
Right. So that definitely gives the consumer better choice.
Carbon, more, you know, saving.
And yes, yeah. Food miles. That's right. And when we're addressing the food miles, we're cutting down carbon, number one. Also, it stays way longer in your fridge, right? You know those days of when you get soggy, dead veggies. Within 2 days, you don't cook. Like, we're busy people, you and me. We can't cook daily, right? So these vegetables really do last longer in your fridge.
Right. So how has the recent price hikes, right, inflation and things like that, affected your cost and your profit margin?
Okay, so one thing we learned during COVID was to ensure we have security of our supplies. So we started building, you know, like banks of our, you know, supply chain and all those things. So that was a good lesson learned for us. So in those areas, we've sort of like built a good strategy. Obviously, we are also very efficient in terms of our distribution channels. If we have a farm in Klang Valley, we only deliver in Klang Valley currently. So we've not been too affected by it. Of course, there are price constraints for everyone currently. Mm. Yeah, it's a global problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your customers are guaranteed to receive their veggies in maximum within 6 hours of harvest, right? So who delivers these vegetables? Is it your logistic partners, or who is it who delivers?
Okay, so we work with the logistics partner who's exclusive to us. So that's the model that we have. So although we say 6 hours on our website, to be honest, our customers get them way, way before that. So 6 hours kind of the max that will be the case. Like hotels, it's an hour. Your home consumer, however far flung you are in Klang Valley, it's really less than a few hours.
I wanted to find out as well. You were saying that you've got your towers as well as your 320. So how is the tower different?
So a tower is a building, right? So it can be any commercial building, a shopping lot.
Right. Lots of empty ones.
Empty ones, yes. We can definitely start them as a grow space for Boom Grow Farms. Yeah.
You know, I can actually foresee a shopping mall that has this, and then they have restaurants, and then the restaurants are getting the produce directly from you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anybody has expressed interest in this way?
There's lots of interest currently. Yeah. So what has happened so far is that we're fully commercial at this stage, and we are ready now to deploy. So we're looking at different options in terms of where to deploy and things like that. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Lots of very exciting talk.
I know. Okay. What about talent? What kind of staff are you looking at? How is this? I guess not very labor intensive in that sense.
Hmm. So I think talent is a very interesting thing for us to talk about, because we are a farming company, right? We combine deep set engineering, biology, construction management, plant science, and all these areas and bring it together to work synergistically. So we are hiring not just agronomists and plant scientists. We're hiring mechanical engineers, mechatronics, IoT people, software guys. So that is the farm of the future. The farming company of the future needs a synergistic combination, multidisciplinary background. And we bring these people together to work in a way, creating a new playbook for farming. Right. So yeah, so talent is another area where we see people. We have a very exciting young team, and we see the team growing. So good times.
Why are the young ones interested in this? The young ones.
We're very blessed because we've had such a high performing team, really good people. And one of the things that attracts them to a startup like Boom Grow is the fact that we are reimagining the world.
Right.
Okay. And essentially for us to reimagine the world, we're chipping away at this massive wall, this massive understanding of traditional farming. And for us to do that, we need young people who believe in that purpose of where we are going. And you know, for us as founders, we know if we put the right people on the bus, we'll get there.
Right.
And we definitely are. We see Boom Grow as leading some of this conversation in rethinking produce, how we live, how we consume. You think about farming, right? It's a massive employer. It impacts our economic fabric, our social fabric. We Malaysians think about food all the time, but we question less where it comes from. And young people are starting to think about all these
things.
Which
is great.
Yeah.
Right. And so when you're with your team as well, like if you look at your business, who does the marketing? What sort of marketing do you do?
So we have a very young marketing team. A lot of it we manage ourselves. Uh-huh. So when in the channels include B2B, B2C, as well as our e-commerce.
Right. Okay. You're going to talk about expansion.
Right. So what are your future plans in terms of growing the business?
Okay, so currently we are in Klang Valley. We are rapidly expanding beyond Klang Valley. So Pan-Malaysia expansion. So we have, because sometimes we get messages from customers, right? Are you only in Klang Valley? People are just like, why are you only there?
How come?
So we get, why? Mm. Why? So yes, we hear you. We are expanding and we are already in shelves in Penang. So okay. Good news, Penang consumers. We will be in the south very soon, Johor.
Okay.
And next is Southeast Asia. Mm. So we are, in the next few weeks, we'll be deploying in a few parts of Southeast Asia. So exciting times.
Okay, I want to know, right? Why? Okay, for example, I say, hey, I got a piece. I live in Bandar Utama. I've got this bit of space, you know. Can you just start one in Bandar Utama? What are the restrictions for you to... Because then it'd be so easy for me to just get my vegetables knowing that it's in the park nearby.
You have your own little neighborhood farm? Yes, yeah. Definitely. We're talking to partners to right. deploy more farms in neighborhoods.
Right.
So that will also be something you will be seeing announced soon.
Yeah. I think it'd be great, right? I mean, just knowing that the park where the kids are playing, there's a little farm there that I can just buy my vegetables.
That's the dream.
That's the dream?
That's the dream. And that is farm to table.
Right.
Really farm to table.
Right, farm to table. Okay, so anything that we haven't asked that you'd like to bring up, Jay?
You know, I've given you lots of nuggets about what Boom Grow is and things like that. But the bigger picture is this. By 2050, we have 9 billion people to feed in the world. So, and 2/3 of the global middle class, the richer people, are going to be in Asia Pacific. That's what the data tells us. So this population explosion and the demand for better produce means that we need to start confronting very deep questions. How are we going to feed these people with this impact on water, on the resources? Do we even have enough resources to feed the way we continue to do this? This kind of deep set thinking needs to happen. It's not happening fast enough. Mm. Companies like Boom Grow are starting to bring this question to the fore, but we need more people in the ecosystem. The food tech system space itself, like right from alternative meats, vertical farming to, you know, the cell-based meats, all these players are fundamental in the ecosystem because it's making consumers not just think, but giving them choice. And consumers need to vote with their wallet. You hardly think, Freda, when you're rolling down your aisle, down the aisle, your supermarket aisle, your whatever you choose, impacts the planet. Mm. And consumers really need to think about that.
I think the pandemic has been a wake-up call. I think the recent prices of things, you know, in goods in Malaysia has been another wake-up call. And of course, you know, oil and price of oil. I hope this is a wake-up call for them to start to think differently.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Jay Dixon from Boom Grow. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Freda Liu together with Lily Chai, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.